You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day from the NFL kickoff, just days away from the Commanders opening up at home against the New York Giants, sellout game. Just a couple years ago, they weren't selling out a home opener. But no. Faith has been restored, Cakes.
Yes, here's a little plug.
Time now to open up the Junkies sports page. We'll hit the Skins coming up at 7.
I dropped my bag with my computers and all my notebook. I dropped it on the kitchen floor this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. I just didn't zip it up.
Yeah.
And I put it on my back.
What happened?
Well, I mean, look. I mean, my computer's this old one is still working, but look at it.
I saw Jason.
Look at Ben. Hey, Ben, look. Look at this.
I saw him before the show. There was a piece on the bottom that looks like it's missing.
Yeah.
There's like a chunk that's missing on the bottom portion near your keyboard.
It came off.
That thing is trash.
I respect your love. I respect your love of money so much that you won't.
I mean,
replace
at some
that.
Point we got to give that.
Well,
thing
I mean,
a proper,
I did replace it. I have this
burial.
One. This is, and I dropped this one too.
Yeah.
I was more worried about this one.
Yeah.
How much longer are you going to keep that bulldog clipped, smashed, smudged?
I don't know.
Dirty computer.
It's my
around.
Baby. It's my baby.
Well, you may have to get rid of that baby. And upgrade.
But if it's still working, then I'm not going to. Again, I don't need to replace it. I have this one.
Right.
Okay. This is a year old.
This is your security blanket. It's your pacifier.
I don't know. I just like it. But I mean, look at the screen. The screen looks.
Yeah, it's not great.
I mean, it's terrible.
Just awful. Anyway. All right. So we were talking about the Nats, and the Nats did win yesterday. They're going to play a 1 o'clock game today. How many people are going to go to that game against the Marlins?
I'm going to guess.
Hundreds.
Yeah. I'm going to guess 5,000 or less. But
yeah, I would say less than 5,000. But Kay Cavalli did get the win last night.
I just think that's good for the future. I mean, you know, you want to have some building blocks there.
Just kind of looking at his game logs. He's had a couple of bad starts. But for the most part, I mean, his ERA is near 5. Okay, that's fine. But he played when he pitched against the Yankees back in late August. I think it was August 27th. That was his really bad outing. He gave up 8 runs, 7 earned in 2 1/3.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at his earned runs allowed in his, 6 starts? All right, 0-4-0-3-7-2. Not horrible.
It's a little up and down, but he's showing some promise.
Yeah, he's not up and down. And then James Wood hit number 27 last night.
It'd be nice if he could get over 30. He should be able to get over 30,
should,
right?
Should. Hope he does. If he can get 30, if he can get 30 and 100 RBIs, that's a great year.
You see though the strikeout pace he's on. I mean, it is outrageous.
Yeah, he is.
Nobody cares about strikeouts anymore.
I mean, but it's crazy. I saw there's a viral clip of Gary Sheffield going around. I don't know if you guys have seen it. Probably not.
I have not.
It just shows up on my stuff sometimes. And he said the one year he doesn't think anybody will ever beat it, where he and Tony Gwynn had a combined 1,200 at bats. I think I'm right with this number. Tony Gwynn had 17 strikeouts.
Mm.
Okay. How many does James Woods have? About 180 right now?
187. He leads
James Woods has 187, right?
Yep.
Tony Gwynn had 17 strikeouts for the season. And Sheffield had like 37.
And he's a power guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he always hit for average, too.
I mean, think about that. Between those two guys, it was like right around like 54 or less in 1,200 at-bats. And James and everybody else like him, you know, has 180-plus. I mean, it's
the era of launch angles and going for everything.
Wild.
It's not that important to keep it in play, apparently.
Yeah, well.
I'm looking at Sheffield's career stats year by year.
He had an unbelievable career. Unbelievable.
There's only one year that I can see, and this is just a quick glance because he was in the in the pros from 88 all the way until 2009.
It's a long run.
Where he had more than 80 strikeouts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there one year we had like 37 or something? It was like 37 or below. It was something.
I mean, he had some in the 30s, but they weren't full seasons. But if I go to, let's just start with kind of his last 10 years.
There was a year with the Padres where he had in the mid 30s.
Okay.
I think.
He had one year at the Padres where he had 40 in 146 games.
Yeah. I think his career high for strikeouts in a season was 83.
Right.
Different era. I mean, you'd still take what James Wood has given you, even if he's going to strike out 200 times.
For sure, but it just does put some context in the way
the
game is
played. But it's one thing to strike out. You don't want to lead the league in strikeouts.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's on a historic pace. I mean, I thought I saw where they said if he continues at this pace, he could have the all-time record.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he'll just be in the top 10. But I thought he might be on the pace for the all-time record.
Yeah, that's one you want to stay away from.
So he has a buck 80 because I was looking just immediately. Schwarber came to mind. He's struck out 164.
Right, so he struck out more than Schwarber. Schwarber's kind of legendary for all his Ks, right?
Last year, Schwarber struck out 197 times.
I think the record is
2-something, right? 221 or something?
222. It was Adam Dunn and Mark Reynolds tied.
Wow.
So he's got 187. Yeah, so he's got another. There's 36 away from that, something like that. Am I doing the math right?
Look, it is a good sign that Cavalli pitched well, and I think they had four straight innings of scoreless relief pitching. But it has been a sad, sad year.
No, of course. Are you just looking for bright spots? Is there playing out the string? That's all.
Yeah. And Mackenzie Gore is probably, I wouldn't pitch him again the rest of the year.
No.
He's on the 15-day. But
shut him down.
Shut him down. There's no point.
He's one of the few good assets.
Just think about it. 5-13.
I mean, that just dovetails with the rest of the poor Nats season.
Ben, what did you just say?
Charlie yesterday in the Beltway Blitz said he had been throwing, and they're not certain that he's going to get shut down. He might pitch again this year.
I know he said that he would he'd like to come back, but with 22 games, whatever they have left, it's just there's no point.
Mm-hmm. I felt like he was going to be a big candidate to get traded this offseason, but considering they didn't do it at the deadline when I think they should have personally, and now he might have this injury that lingers over him. I don't know what his value is going to look like going into this offseason.
Yeah.
He'll be all right.
We
got to
keep some guys. Everybody just wants assets.
They could have got a lot for him, though, at the deadline, because that would have given a contending team 3 years of potential postseason runs with them before he'd have to be paid.
I understand.
He's a Boris guy, so he's going to free agency.
I understand it. It's just they've been doing it over and over again. You got to quit assembling assets that are going to be moved. How about you have some assets that stay with the team and help you turn it into a winner?
Mm. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with him. But if I were the Nats, I wouldn't throw him again. It doesn't make any sense to throw him out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not with 22 games left.
I said this yesterday, especially when you look at the crowd yesterday and you look at the crowd today, the lack thereof. At some point, you got to spend some money to make money. Otherwise, they are going to become the Oakland A's.
Yeah, well, they're not going to spend money.
They're kind of getting there
so
already.
So get used to what you're seeing because they're not going to spend money. All right, just quickly with some of these divisional races and standings. Blue Jays, Yankees, Red Sox all won last night. So Blue Jays have a 2.5 game lead over both the Yankees and the Red Sox. Bo Bichette's having a great year. Hit a bomb last night. They beat the Reds, I believe, 12-9. Detroit, huge lead over Kansas City, although they've lost a couple in a row. Houston still has a 3-game lead over Seattle. They both lost last night. Philly, I don't believe they played last night, but they have a 5.5 game lead over the Mets. You know who's having a great year? Trey Turner's having a great year. He's hitting .305, has almost 40 stolen bases.
Your daughter still rooting for him? Still a big fan?
Doesn't talk about him much anymore, but
Trey Bay's not.
Never mind.
With the Phillies, she doesn't really pay attention. Brewers 5-game lead over the Cubs. Cubs have won a couple in a row. And then the Dodgers, we talked about the Dodgers. They did lose last night, even though Ohtani hit number 46. Padres also lost. They've lost three straight. Orioles looking for a sweep out in San Diego. And Dodgers have a 2.5 game lead over the Padres. So we talked about the U.S. Open. And Taylor Fritz and the Joker played last night.
There was a big headline, Jason.
Djokovic has never lost to Taylor Fritz. He's now 11-0 lifetime against Fritz.
There was a big headline, and I was like, oh, no, on the Daily Mail this morning when I woke up. I watched about the first set and a half of the match, and it said Fritz has essentially a catastrophic wardrobe malfunction.
Oh,
and
no.
I go, oh, no, did his hog fall out or something? Like, what on earth happened? He had his boss, Hugo Boss, headband upside down.
Oh, did he?
So they're saying it was catastrophic because I guess for the
Sponsor.
Yeah, for the sponsor, it was upside down. But hello, anybody could still read it. I mean, right. It was upside down, but it wasn't necessarily a catastrophic wardrobe malfunction.
It's
going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. Yeah,
I still have some good Hugo Boss gear that I would get when I would give Rom my player's card at the Borgata.
Really?
That was our arrangement. You could use my card, and I would get the Bennies, and they had a Hugo Boss store there, and I got a couple nice shirts.
As he would call them the romps instead of the comps.
Took advantage of the romps.
So Joker will play Alcaraz not till Friday. So Joker has a couple nights to rest the legs up. He's certainly going to need it against Alcaraz. Alcaraz hasn't lost a set yet in the U.S. Open. He beat the number 20 seed, Laheka. I don't know where he's from. I think he's Czech Republic. But so it'll be Alcaraz, Joker on Friday night. On the other side, Sinner will play Musetti. I believe that's tonight in the quarters. And Algir Alassami will play Di Minor. So that will be at 11:30. On the women's side, my girl Sabalenka didn't have to play yesterday because Vondrousova withdrew. Mm-hmm. So now Sabalenka.
Walkover.
Yep. Sabalenka will play Pegula, who won yesterday. She won in straight set 6-3, 6-3. Osaka will play Muchova. I believe that's tonight at 7, and Anna Smova will play Swiatek. So
a lot of Ovas in the field.
Yeah. But Anna Smova, remember, she played really well at Wimbledon and lost in the final. She's the American, so rooting for her. So you still got a couple Americans left with Pegula and Anna Smova. Did you hear about this Kentucky cheerleader?
Yes. Terrible story.
Crazy. Cheerleader at the University of Kentucky was arrested for hiding a dead infant in her closet.
Can you imagine this, Cakes?
Ugh. To conceal a birth.
So she's embarrassed, probably, presumably, or didn't know how to handle getting pregnant in college, whatever.
Yep.
And then she takes I would assume, prematurely born infant and somehow
wraps it in a towel and put it in a bag.
In the closet.
And it put in a closet. Lakin
Snelling. Did they say how long? Was it there for weeks? And she's just going about her day, just trying to figure out at some point how she's going to get rid of that.
I don't think the story says how long it was.
I mean, just what a nightmare.
But
you know what the smell must have been like?
Yeah.
Was it like in a dorm room or an apartment? Like
probably in an apartment, in a closet, in an apartment.
It's awful.
Yeah. She's been charged with abusing a corpse, tampering with evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant.
This is awful.
It's terrible. Police investigated a residence near Kentucky's campus last week following a disturbing call.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It doesn't say who made the call.
Maybe she confided in somebody and they
could have been, yeah,
ratted her out.
But that's just an awful story.
Yeah.
You know, college football, we're going to talk to Coach Locks later today. Obviously, week one, just huge matchups. Week two doesn't have the huge matchups.
Nothing sexy to watch Saturday night.
You got Michigan, Oklahoma. Mm. Duke's playing Illinois, which is kind of interesting.
Why is that interesting? Please tell me.
Just because Illinois is ranked, and then Duke could be pretty good this year.
Does Duke have any studs that I need to know about?
Darian Mensah, their quarterback, is really good. Remember I told you he's got like $8 million in NIL?
Wow.
All right.
Did you mention the Terps are our standalone game on Friday?
It's got the island game.
Yeah.
Prime time.
So, in other words, are the only game on?
Well, no, not the only. But I'm just saying, like, it's one of the...
There's only four games.
Yeah. Terps, Northern Illinois is one
the only
of
game Louisville, on at that time?
No, Louisville plays JMU.
So how can you use the word standalone?
Because I think it's all the only game that's on Big Ten Network. They're doing like Big Ten Network Friday or something like that.
Well, Northwestern's also on Big Ten Network, but they're playing Western Illinois, so no one's going to watch that.
Is it a blackout game on Friday?
I don't know.
I'd have to look.
The Friday night blackout was a curse when I was a student there until they finally broke it last year. And maybe the way you do that is you just don't play somebody particularly good.
Was it 2 years ago that Northwestern came in?
That was last year. I called that game.
That was a horrible game.
They were 11-point favorites, and they lost by 28.
I remember because I was there. The last two primetime games I went to in College Park that I can remember. The Iowa game, which turned into a bloodbath. And the Northwestern
game. That was the most hype there was on campus in my entire four years at Maryland. They canceled class Friday. Everyone was ready for that game. We had the lead at the end of the first quarter, and then it just fell apart.
I think in our tenure, when we were at Maryland, like as undergrads from 88 to 92, I think we did win one night game. It was against UVA.
Stormed the field.
We stormed the field, and the guys tore the field goal post down.
We definitely
rushed the field after we pummeled Boston College. No, they're ranked five. Matt Ryan was their quarterback. It was silly.
John Moore was the quarterback of UVA, I think, at that time.
I don't understand this. It's saying both the Northwestern game and the Maryland game are on Big Ten Network.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because the Big Ten Network has multiple channels. Yeah. They have Big Ten Plus,
Big Ten. So you're going to scramble again.
It's tilting me.
How does this system that you and I have not have multiple Big Ten networks?
I don't know.
You need to complain to the guy.
Well, I don't think the guy's in charge of...
I know, but just complain anyway.
Maryland was on the other Big Ten Network on Saturday, because I was in here trying to put it on, and they had the Purdue-Ball State game on. I was like, is this game not on TV? And I found it on the other channel, which I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, BTN 1, 2, and 3, I believe. That's what it comes up on my menu, BTN 1, 2, and 3. And I'm not sure which one Maryland's
going to watch the effing Terps.
Just want to watch the Terps
on a Friday
night.
$10. You might have to pay $10.
Right. Or go out the open road. They'll have it.
That's true.
Or you could actually go to CQ Field if you really felt.
You know, back in the day, you used to be a proud tailgate guy. You had the tailgate there in College Park.
Ben asked me yesterday, hey, you going to College Park on Friday night? I said, what?
When's the last time you've gone to College Park
for a game?
I think I'm actually going to go. I think I have to.
I think you should go, Ben.
You know how long it would take me to get to College Park on a Friday, getting around the Beltway? From Ashburn,
about an hour.
I hadn't been to a game as a fan since like my sophomore year because I was calling most of them.
There you go. You should go.
So I will be watching, but not at the game. Real quick, the rankings came out. Rankings don't mean anything in week two, but if you're interested, Florida State, who was unranked last week, jumped all the way to 14 after their win over Notre Dame.
I saw Alabama's like the lowest ranked in 20 years.
Alabama, I believe, dropped 13 spots. to number 21.
Wow.
And from 8 to 21. And Ohio State, no surprise, they're the new number
one. Sometimes programs can fall off. Like, if you think about it, Florida State fell off. Miami fell off. Maybe this is the beginning of the Alabama fall off.
You think? 100%, I think it is.
DeBoer still has had success.
Yeah.
I know you brought up that he hasn't had that much.
He hadn't had that same. Not at Bama yet.
Yeah.
I mean, at Washington, yeah, but this is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
But
expectations totally different.
Hey, coming up next, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Dave Chappelle at Capital One Arena. It is a game show Wednesday. We'll play Junkie's Password. You can call in now at 1-800-636-1067.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.